We're up to Kofiot Sif Tes, which is the last Sif as far as we're concerned. We're up to Kofiot Sif Tes. At the end of Kofiot Sif Ches, we have one of the premier machlokes in Sfeika. I was not marich on it. We'll see if I have time today. But the question, if you say Sfeika by Adav Sheshematim, the Ramadiya brought that some say Yeshayimim the Adav Sheshematim ain't lahat the Sfeika. Obviously, if Yeshayimim, there are those who argue. And we'll get back to it, I don't know, today, hopefully still today, we'll see. But let me tell you what we're learning today. We're learning inside. There's a machlaikis between an uncle and a nephew. So who are they if they're Rishayim? I only know one uncle and nephew. Who's that? Who is Rashi's nephew? I don't know if he had any nephews. We know he had children. We know if he had nephews. The Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. How do I know there are nephews and uncle? How do you know? There's a Taisvis in the Sugya of Davish. I didn't bring it because of this, but in the Sugya of Erev Tavshilin, we make an Erev Tavshilin with one cooked food and one baked food. So the Ri shows that it's a mistake, that you need both. And then, if I recall correctly, he ends off Ela Shalai Malani Libi Lachlaik Adivrei Daidi. He says, I don't know if he meant he has family issues or he said Lai Malani Libi Lachlaik Adivrei Daidi or Rabbeinu Tam. Well, he need both, so we do both. But for the Eved, the only thing that really matters is the cooked food.
He wouldn't want to buy him the cup of yonder, but he wouldn't come for yonder if he didn't make it after.
Okay. Rabbeinu Tam's sister was the Rabbeinu Tam's aunt. Rabbeinu Tam's
son-in-law.
Rabbeinu Tam was a son-in-law, and he was a grandson. Rabbeinu Tam was a son. Rashi had three daughters.
Yes.
One daughter married Rabbeinu Tam, and one daughter gave birth to the Ri. So the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam were. What? It's not what? No. One's the son of law, one's Ari is the anacle. Where's the place? It's somewhere on this page. You know, they have on these photostat machines in yeshiva, it says there's a stress sensor. When you need it badly, it doesn't work. Same thing with me, we're finding my Maramakaimis under the gun. I remember it as being the second Amud Beis. Maybe it's the third Amud Beis. The second Parak. Yeah, here it is. Yitzayin Amud Beis, the bottom line of Taisus. Mokamakayim Aymeri, loy malani libi lavar al divrei daidi. So, shnei tavshilim, pas v'tavshil, v'chein abadabar. Daidi? Why not make him a daidi be an uncle if he was his uncle? Why make him into a great uncle? Okay. You know, Rabbeinu Tam's name was Rabbeinu Yaakov.
Right.
So why don't they write Rabbeinu Tam? Because all of the family of Rashi were all Ri's. They were all Ri's. Their names started with it. Rashi's father was Yitzchak, so he had a bunch of Yitzchaks. And then the Ritzbah is the one in the Bali Taisus. You can't call him Ri because the Ri took it already. So you call him Ritzbah. The Rival was an Einikol. You can't call him Ri, so you call him Rival. The Rivam was an Einikol, can't call him Ri, so you call him Rivam. So Rabbeinu Tam, they couldn't call him Ri, and I don't know why they call him Ri, whatever. So they call him Rabbeinu Tam, they gave him a name. That's a Musa in itself. I don't know. I once gave out a card with the family of Rashi, right. I wish I still had that. Oh, yeah? Okay, I forgot. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to Kofiot. Anything but Kofiot, you know. It's like. Anyway, the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. No, Tosis doesn't hold like you. Tosis says Rabbeinu Tam was the son and the Ri was the grandson. That's what it says in Tosis.
I remember
Okay, I'm only telling you what it says in Taisus. I can't. The bottom of Taisus is Zion of the Days. And anyway, the It says Aimer Abenu Tam in the beginning of Taisus, and the end of Taisus says Aimer Lamin Lamin Lamin. That's what Taisus says. I don't know what to do. Anyway, they had three major machloisin in the sugya of Svek Sveika. Two of them we're going to learn today. One is the end of the Ramah, which is the rule of Svek Sveika by Dov Shesh HaMatirin. Just think about it for a minute before we go further. By Dovash Yeshay Matirin, we say, Asher Techlenu Be'esa, Techlenu Be'heta. Why wait till tomorrow? Eat it. Why we eat it today by a Safi Drabana Lakula? Wait till tomorrow and eat it Be'heta. So we don't say Safi Drabana Lakula by Dovash Yeshay Matirin. What about Svek Seika? So we have a Machlaikis again, Rabbeinu Tam is Meikol, the Ri is Machmir. And hopefully by the end of Shia we'll come back to this machlaikis. Siftes is another machlaikis. Rian Beinu Tam. This is in Beyo Gimel Amid Bey. That's why I brought the Beyo Gemara. In Beyo Gimel Amid Bey, there's a machlaikis Rian Rabbeinu Tam. If you say, Safik Echad Begufay, B'Safik Echad B'Taruvis, is a Svek Sveika. What does that mean? Very simple. You have a Safik Treifa. You have an animal that's suffic treifa, that's one suffic. And then it falls into a taruvis, it falls in with something else in a way that it's not bottle, let's say one in one. So now the chayri have a svek sveika. One suffic, if it was treif in the first place at all. And even if it was treif, maybe the one I'm eating is not the yisr. That's called suffic echad begufai, the suffic echad betaruvis. Is that a svek sveika? Again, Rabbeinu Tam is mekel. And the Ri is Machmir. The case here, they're arguing about a Girsa in a Gemara. The Gemara says, about whatever the Gemara is talking about, it's talking about a Veya Shenolda, Sveika Asura, a Safik, Veya Shenolda V'yantif is Asur, this arva be'elef kula masurais. If it got mixed with 1,000, they're all awesome. So Rabbeinu Tam holds, or the Ri holds, that it's befeirish, that it's awesome. It gets, Safik is awesome, and it gets mixed into a taruvis, it's also awesome. So Safik echa begufay, Safik echa taruvis is awesome. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, this arva be'elef I isarat mekoi. We're saying the Be'er Shalom Yom is us. Sveikai is awesome. That's one din. Number two, Nisarva Be'elef, if a Vadai Be'er Shalom Yom Tov, Nisarva Be'elef, then it's awesome. It's not a continuation. The Vav here is, it's like an or case. It's either Sveikai Asura or Nisarva Asura. But Sveikai Nisarva, Rabbeinu Tam holds his mut. So we have here a Machlaikis. Now, really, if you think ahead of me, the same achloikis is svek sveika by Dov Shesh HaMatirin. This is an egg. I was there a little yod. It's really the same taisus. We'll get to that.
Why
do yep.
We say when you have the first sveika, it's
Dov
Shesh HaMatirin,
pass
the
days.
Then if one's another thing,
it's not Dov Shesh HaMatirin. Maybe we do.
Then it's not
svek sveika. Okay, we'll see. So we'll see. Taisus will say, the Rashba says, Yisvara, yes. That you're saying. Okay, this is the shaila. Now, what's curious is Rabbeinu Tam's sheet is not even brought in Shulchan Aruch. I don't think anywhere in the Mechaber Amor in the Dinei Svek Svek is abroad. Taz mentions it. Shulchan Aruch brings the Das HaMachmirin. Safik Echa Begufay, Safik Echa Betaruvis is not a Svek Svek. What will have to be done, we make Tzirufim. In Halacha, you always Mitzaref Bekilim. If Rabbeinu Tam counts as one or doesn't, will be something of a mystery. So let's learn the Mechaber. Chabitrei, so you know, if it's a davar chashuv, well, if it's just chad, I mean, if it's chabitrei and it's not bottle, because it's a davar chashuv, because it's a shish material, it'll be the same shiloh svek sveika. The same question of
sex. One against one.
I said it one against one. You're right. One against one. The Mekilin Amekel, even one against one. Machmir Amachmir. Even one against two. If it's not bottle, either because of Doshish material or because it's Davar Chashiv, so then they're Machmir. Yeah, they don't make a sex, even if it falls one into a thousand. I was a Lush in the Sarv of Be'elev. Right? Sveik Yasura, the Sarv of Be'erev, Be'elev Kulus. Okay, let's see the Mechaber. Safik Treifa, Shemisarev Bacheres. He's not talking about an egg that's laid on Yantif. So I've been an animal that's a suffix treifa, and it got mixed with others, kula masurais, and she ate beheta kidei levata le'isr. If something that could be bottle, then it's bottle. But otherwise, it's awesome. Kivin she suffix harish nahaya begufay, ein la tirai bekas svek sveka, suffix echa begufay, the suffix echa betaruvais. Suffix echa begufay, it's a suffix treifa. So they have a taruvis, now it fell into a mixture. Mechaber says, Ein la hatirai mekayach svek sveka, let's see Taz Yud Beis. Taz Yud Beis, shasafik, zehu al pipirish ri. This is the sheet of the ri, shas acharti besivches. Besafik beya asura shanis arvu afilo be'elef. Like I read to you from Taisus. Besafik beya asura. And it mixed with a thousand others. Shein kulam asurais. The loich hashvin and sex sveika el b'shtei taruvis, either two sveikas begufay, or two taruvis. It falls into one mixture into another mixture. Does a sveikas shavin? Because then both sveikas are of the same type. Mashenkin kan. The suffik ha'echad of yesh iser. It's a tzolay me yesh iser shem aloy zuhi. Has sveik sveika have a kebeis gufin. Ubem esar shei sveik sveika beguf echad me'inyin echad. He's saying a reason, which needs Hezra. He says both Svek Svekas have to be from the same sort. K'may either Shtei Tarubis. I Svek Svekam Yesh Kanisim. I lie. K'may. Like in the beginning of Ksubis, Isha Shazinsa, Savitata Savigaytatam. A woman's Mizan. Now we don't know if it was after the Kedushin or before. Before she's not also to her husband, after she is. And if she was Mizana after marriage, Safik Aida, Safik Ratzin, Parakamidik Suvis. So this is the first part of the Taz. He's explaining that both Svekas have to be Begufa. It sounds like just a rule in Svek Sveka. There's not much Svara to it. They both have to be the same exact type. This is the Chumrah of the Ri, which we Paskin like. We Paskin that Safik Echa Begufa, Safik Echa Betaruvis is not considered a Svek Sveika. So we're going to see that Svara. We'll see that in a minute. Where is there a dispute? We're going to learn the second part of this Taz in a moment. But the Shaila is, what happens if you find out about both Sveikas at the same time? In other words, let's say you have a Beya, Safik when it was born. So you have a suffix. And then it falls into Taruvis. That's called one suffix and then a second suffix. What happens if you first became aware of the suffix after it was already a Svek Sveika? In other words, this rule, suffix Echa Begufa, Svek Echa Taruvis, you can learn it's an absolute rule. That's not a Svek Sveika. Or you could learn, no, this is only when you found out about one suffix, and then the second suffix occurred. What would be a svara to that? What you said before. What's wrong with suffix echa begufis of taruvis? If you learn it's a rule, that's not a svek, so it's a rule, like Lama Shem Sinai. All right, it's a rule. But if you say a svara, which we're going to see momentarily, that, no, the first suffix is oizka paskin. You have an animal, you don't know if it's a treif or not, suffix there has a l'chumra. What's its kapaskin? It's about a yisr. Now, if it falls into taruvis, it can't be a svek sveka. So maybe that's only if you find out about it. So let's learn the task. Well, it's trei begufa, you find out together, typically.
If it's possible, typically. I don't know if it would be possible, but then you would challenge the same thing. If there's a way for it to be in book.
There is a way for both svekas to come simultaneously. You could have, I'll tell you a case. Now we can debate the case. But the Paiskim talk about what happens if you have a bird that's suffix trefa, and it goes back into the pen, and then you find an egg. So you don't know if that egg came from this bird or a different bird. And even if it came from that bird, you don't know if it's a trefa. Now the shayla on this egg was noila bahadadi. Both sphakis were noila simultaneously on this egg. So a person can argue that that should be a sphak sphak.
Oh yeah, the bird was a suffix trefa?
Yeah.
The bird was a suffix trefa, right?
The
it
bird.
Got mixed into...
It went back in, got mixed in with all the birds. Let's see how the Taz brings it. Fihine. Okay, you with me? Taz Yud Beis, the end of the narrow lines. Fihine, b'simen nun zayin, b'suffix drusa, shenis arva. A suffix drusa is a case where a lion got into the barn. And it got chased out. Was it dayres? Did it claw any of the animals? We don't know. That's a suffix drusa. The loy matirin mishum svek sveka b'shemri. So there, we're not matir a suffix drusa in a tarubis. Kasa beis yosef. We have to hold track. We're going to have here a machlekes, the beis yosef on one side, and the taz and the ramah on the other side. Let's see. Kasa beis yosef. It's also kasa. V'chipol agri al Talmud. What's going on with the Ri? Why isn't that good? It's a Svek Sveka. Does the Ri argue with Shas? And we don't say Svek Sveka. It's very kosher. Halay afilu vaday drusa shenis arva. Have a mutim en atayra barayv. Even a vaday drusa is batal barayv. Even a vaday treif is batal barayv. Rak midrabban an asr mitam davashe b'minyan. We say a balchai is not batal mitam davashe b'minyan. The whole herd should be a Safi Rabbanan. So the Beis Yosef asks, what's Pshat in the Riz Chumra? That is the Beis Yosef Shita. The Rimayri, Sha'acha Shavela Rasafi Ha'echad, Noida Ha'safi. After the first Safi came about, you knew about it. And then it became in Issagamer, V'chalo Hashem Vada Yisr. Atkan. This is what you were saying before. Then you found out about one suffix first. It's Oiskapaskin. You have an animal suffix drusa, so it's Oiskapaskin. And therefore, if it's Oiskapaskin, so then that's a Chumrah. He said, it's a Kula. It's only if it's Naida. If it's Naida, it's Oiskapaskin. Right? And then the second suffix is not mutter. But if you didn't find out about it when it was one suffix, then it would be lakula. Adkan. Ufima shekosafti, now before the two dots, he said, there's just a rule that two gufim doesn't work, svek sveka. That's what he said before. Ufima shekosafti, ain't kan kasha klau. According to what I, the Taz, wrote, the kasha doesn't begin. The shani yachem shar svek sveka, von kamesh zacharti. Now what does he say? Two pshatim in the Ri. Again, the Ri is a chumra. Safik echa bigufay, safik echa bitarubis is not a svek sveka. Two explanations. One explanation, the beginning of the Taz was that it's a suffik in two gufim, that's not a svek sveka. It's a rule in svek sveka. Then it applies no matter when you find out. Beis Yosef said no. Beis Yosef was Mekel. The Beis Yosef said, no, it's only if you found out about one. And once you found out about it, you paskin l'chumra. Now, it doesn't help for it to fall into a second time. So the Taz is saying it's okay to continue the Taz, sixth wide line. Gam kusha shniya l'kusha midi. Den kan hetem in atayra. Begufa yisr. Because there's no hetem in atayra. Rakmachma is bitl barayv. The heter of a suffix drusa is really awesome. It got mixed into raiv, rabban and rabru, kechi sheish tov achashu, leinani, bitl v'raiv. This is a Taz of Svara, shum matzasi, came to sefer darkei Moshe. He says the Ramah holds this way. Shemekaya zeh kosov, l'chei nirad, yesh lahachmik, in divrei ri, afil v'bakum, shenoidu, beis hasveikis b'yachad. So we're learning today two chumras. That's such a good day. One chumra on top of another. One chumra suffik echa begufa suffik echa tarubis le'amrina, which the machlokes is the Ri and the Rebbe time. And the second chumrah, even in the Ri, is the machlokes beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe. If you find out about both of them simultaneously, whether you say svek sveka, and he's paskening that we do not. That's the psak of the Taz, the Ramah, and later the Shach. I think the Aruch HaShulchan passes this way as well. Certainly the Prichadash paskens this way in the Gilyon on the next page. So we're machmer two svekas together. Obviously, with tzirufim, we'll have coolness. Because each one, they have tzirufim. Want to explain to him? What he's saying is that when you find out a suffix and you pass the lachumra, the psak is a chumra. Psak is a chumra. It's decided. That's funny because it's really decided in the suffix. Decided with an asterisk. Like, you know, Roger Maris is 61 home runs. It's so a record with an asterisk. So, have to, yeah, so here it's kapaskin with kapaskin, the suffix, you know. What? So two and one time should be good. That's the Beis Yosef. The Taz says no. The reason Safek Echad B'Gufa and Safek Echad B'Tzuras doesn't work is because that's the one of the rules of Sfek Sfekas. It has to be two of them Bahadah. The two Sfekas have to be in one Guf. Now I have to explain that. I'm just saying it's a rule because I'm missing an explanation. Hopefully I'll get to it. But this is the issue. Beis Yosef is a chumra too. According to Beis Yosef, if it's two sveikis of the same type and it's one is noida before the other one, it should be the same thing. It's a very yosef paskin, which is true. That's yes, yeah. The brought down is two nafkaminas between them.
Then you have to make sveikis nefamut. Find out one end to the other. If you say
trade, it's not Jay, why do you want? So the rules of Sfek Sfek is that nothing is universal. Everything has exceptions, and the exceptions usually have exceptions. That would make Sfek Sfek very hard. It would be the same thing. If you have a spoon that's Sfek Treif, and it becomes mixed with Taruvis, well, we call those Shemetirin, and it's a problem. You have to kash all of them, generally. Unless it's a Hefse Meruba. Yeah, but I'm going to show you that there are significant exceptions. I'll show you in a minute. But I want first to read the Ramahs on your next page. I think the Ramah means to mention both of these chumras. Yeshayim, let's read the Ramah. It's a little tough. Yeshayim rimatam da aser hayo v'safik hu iser dairaisa. Since the first safik is aser badai v'loinu chaloimer oit safik she'en kan iser rakshan is arav b'acherim loy mikri svek sveka. Now this is really the svara that the Beis Yosef brought earlier, that the Taz brought b'shem the Beis Yosef. It says aval imhoyu beis svekis imhoyu kan iser klau Vinoidu beis asvaikis biyachad. Matiris svek sveka b'chol makim. The Ramah is after the Mechaber. It's Siftes. In the middle of the page. In the middle, you see that middle line there?
No. It's
all five more pages.
Five more pages, yeah.
It's really cool. It's an exercise for the wrist. At any rate, now look at the Ramah, Avol. Aval Amhaya Beis Svekis Beis Svekis Amhaya Isen Klal. He say what you were saying before, Morty. He says Aval Amhaya Beis Svekis Amhaya Kan Isen Klal. If you have two Svekis Begufay, then Noidu Beis Svekis Biyachad, and you know about both of them together, Matir Mitzvek Sveka B'chol Mokai Mefil Abisad Eraisim. The Ramah is saying that he also is Maida L'chumra in the second chumra of the Beis Yosef, which again depends on the two reasons. He's saying if you have two sveikis in the Gufay Isser, and it's noidu beis hasfekes yachad, then matir svek sveka b'chamakim. Now here dina svek sveka shoot off of this, but this is the statement. But the Ramah, it turns out, is we're machmir all around. We're machmir that you need noidu b'yachad by all svek svekes. And we're machmir that safek echa b'gufa and safek echa b'taruvis is aser, whether it's noidu b'yachad or not. The Taz Yud Gimel is maris to explain the second machlokes, and I guess we'll see it momentarily. But the Taz Yud Gimel is machmir, the Shachan Dinei Svek Sveka. Now we're machmir both chumris of both explanations. In other words, we're not matir safek echa b'gufa and safek taruvis, period. And if it's noida chad safik, even by svek sveka, regular svek sveka, it's awesome. Now, so these are the two chumris that we sort of are our fear for the day. So the issues here are that this can't be an absolute rule. Let me tell you some of the famous svek svekas that are, like, when you want to teach svek sveka, these are the known svek svekas that we all heard of, and they don't really all fit the rule. One of the most famous svek svekas is the Rajba svek sveka, when you cook halupchas. He doesn't say the word halupchas. When you cook a vegetable that is a suffix if it has, it's matzoi to have bugs in them. Broccoli. Let's say cabbage. Broccoli always has bugs. So it doesn't help, but it helps for, let's say, cabbage, which is a suffix if it has bugs, or celery, which is a suffix if it has bugs, assuming that's the mitzvah. So it's awesome. And then you cook it. So the Rashba says, you sex fake. Maybe there were bugs, maybe there weren't bugs. Even if there were bugs, maybe they were nimuach, maybe they weren't nimuach. Maybe they got melted in the taruvis, and maybe not. The Ramah himself brings this svek sveka, maybe fell apart. So his lashon is suffik nimuach. So there, it's a svek sveka. Now, you can argue, I would argue that, is that a svek sveka? Isn't it noida bezach hazeh? The fact that cabbage has a suffik bugs, everybody knew it before this cabbage was grown. Right, you know that every cabbage has suffix bugs in it, and then you take the cabbage and you cook it, and it creates a svek sveka. So why is that a svek sveka? A person buys cabbage before he cooks it; it's already a suffix if it has bugs. Nothing happened to create the suffix. We know it. No, same bug. But the Ramah is saying you need noidu biyachad. I mean, it's only the two things together. No, it's not, because he says aval imhaya beis sveikis imhaya kanis aklal. He's not going to echa b'tarubis. He's saying anytime you have beis sveikis imyesh kanis aklal, and that's what he's saying. Well, you have the case we just had him suffering, where a woman miscarries, and the case was she miscarried and she threw it into a bar in the middle of the house, and it's a suffix shemaruach hipila, if there's anything of significance that can make a person tamei. Then the kayim bent over it to look for it, and it's a suffix of a geraruach cholda, and we consider that a sex seika. Maybe, at least the Rishayim do, maybe it gave birth to a Nefel, and maybe a Ruach, and it gave birth to a Nefel, Shema Geruach Cholda, maybe a Cholda pulled it away. Now there, they were noiled one after the other. I say they were noiled one after the other, I mean it literally. Right? The first one was born, noiled. And then the second one. So it's the same thing, it's Zach HaZeh. It's noidu yachad. It means it comes to the rav yachad. Maybe that's what noidu yachad means.
I don't know.
It could be. I'm saying it has to be limited. Ramesha has his sex faker by Ben Hashmashis. Ramesha holds that you're allowed to daven mincha for 9 minutes after shkia. Why? Because like the grod, safik yom, safik laila. Lo Rabbeinu Tam is Vada Yon. So he makes a Svek Sveika. Some of you passing like the Gra, passing like the like Rabbeinu Tam. And even if you pass like the Gra, it's Ben Hashmashes. So it's Safik, it's a Svek Sveika. Okay, it could be there, it's Naila Bahadadi. I mean, really, you have a Safik Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra before you have a Safik Ben Hashmashes. Okay, but it could be it's Naila Bahadadi, maybe that's why. But anyway, my point is that there have to be certain limitations on this set of chumris that we're learning, and however you want to take it, it's a rule. And then I don't know. We're gonna have to try to figure out all the exceptions. Like Jay said before, are there any exceptions? There seem to be many, and maybe it's tak only besafik echa begufa, only b'shtei gufim that we say this. I'm not sure. Now here, by way of explanation of this whole sugya, I'd like to speak out the standard yeshivish affair on Svek Sveika, which is Reb Shimon in his Shari Yashir, the Gainus of Reb Shimon in Shari Yashir, and what I'm going to tell you now comes to Shari Yashir, Shar Aleph, Perikhes. And I found that the aside, at least to what I'm going to speak out, when I'm seeing Shara al Perches di Bramasal Ubezeh, I found that in the Kovet Sa'aris in Mimem Beis, Oishei, he says the same thing, although they argue in many Pratim about Sveikis. But Reb Shimon has his Yesidistic concept, and with that, he goes through Hilchas Svek Sveika. It explains multiple nekudas. The Aleph Beis of Dinei Svek Sveika is a machlokes the Rashba and the Rambam. Why is Svek Sveika mutter? So we always know that the Rashba Shita is Svek Sveika is mutter mitam Raiv. What's Raiv? Raiv Tzedadim Lekula. You all familiar with that? He says one Safik makes a 50-50. And then the second Safik makes it 3-1. I'll give you an example. Let's say there's a Safik if the Chalaza and there's a fish or a snail. It's at least a Safik, right? So you can argue about other things, but it's either a fish or a snail. The Gedolim held it's a fish, now it's a snail. 50-50. Then, in Tim Salami, you have the right Chalas. It's a Safik if you need four strings, or two strings, or one string. Also a Safik. We don't have any Messiah. So that's a Svek Sveika. Why is it? What kind of Svek Sveika? Raiv is that you're not doing the mitzvah. Because it's 50-50 if it's a snail or a fish. And then, even if you got the right one, it's 50-50. Who can pass them? Like it's the Rambam and Tosis. Rambam and Tosis. Matter of fact, they wear differently. What? Well, maybe about tight. So you mean just do more? Just do more. I'm not sure if you. I don't know. It's not accurate. I know today, Ruba de Ruba don't wear 4 and 4. Rav Heshel Shechter's Talmidim wear 4 and 4. He says, we're Ashkenazim. We paskin like Taisus, and Taisus holds 4 and 4. As a matter of fact, I listened originally when it came out the first time, and they have it's a tape, it's very informative. They have a recording, I'm sure it's online now. Rabbi Lehm and Rabbi Shechter both spoke at the Asifa. They both agreed that they held the Murex. Is it? But Rabbi Shechter said, Machlech Taisin the Rambam, Ashkenazim, we always go with Taisis. Ashkenazim should wear 4, and Sfaradim should wear 1. And then Rabbi Lehm got up, and he also made a presentation. At the end, he said, we can't pass them like Taisis, because it would make it too expensive. Everybody would have to have 4 strings of tchelis. So we have to rely on the Rambam to make it affordable to people. That's what he said. Yeah, okay. It's no problem. It's a gra, I think. Okay. Anyway, I mean to say, it's a Svek Sveika is right. That's always the argument. In halacha, you try to figure out the odds if something is correct. So you work with Rive. I don't mean to sidetrack to Tchelis, just on my mind today. But that's what Svek Sveika is Mitam Rive. That's the Rashba Shita. And Svek Sveika is Mitam Rive. The Rambam Shita, Now, the truth is, it's so hard to understand this whole sif like the Rashba. It's not hard. It's impossible. Who cares, noida, loy noida, what you would say? Who cares? If it's roi, who cares? Echad, guf echad, b'shnei gufim, noida, loy noida. If it's a statistical din, that it's roi, who cares, noida, loy noida? Take your statistics, draw a pie graph, and you say, this is animal is a suffix tray for suffix not, 50-50. Then, 5 years later, it fell into a taruvis. So now it's 75-25. Like, who cares? It makes, and this is a Rashba. El Chayr makes no sense. Don't get excited, Mandy. I'm saying it makes no sense because they have a teretz.
Okay.
You hold on, okay? Don't get off. Okay, so like the Rashba, El Chayr makes no sense. According to the Rambam, so the Rambam Shita is that Safik deraisa min haTorah lekula. The Rambam Shita is that one Safik is mutter. Safik trei for the Rambam Shita min haTorah is lekula. Rabbanu wa machmir, and they said you have to be machmir. So the Rambam holds the way all the achrayim explain it. We're assuming this is the Rambam means. Sfek sfek is mutter, since the first Safik is only asmid rabbanan. The first suffix is only asumid rabbanan. So now I have a suffix treifa. If I have a vaday treifa, it's a deraisa tivim. I have a suffix treifa, it's an isid rabbanan tivim. If you have a second suffix, now it's a suffix rabbanan. Because the first suffix turns it into a rabbanan. And the second suffix turns it into a suffix rabbanan. That's the Rambam Shita, the rabbanan lakuma. I mean, why does he disagree with the Rashba?
The Rambam.
Right. So Rambam says when it's a 50-50 suffix, minatari can be mekel. If roiv say lechomri, you go basarai. The achram lahat is really talking about bez. Chazal learned from there that we do go basarai, which is true. You know, we go by yisa basarai, but that's not a suffix. That's right. Roiv paskins, vadai. If it's roiv lechomra, it's vadai yasa. Right? Lechomra, it's vadai yata. And it's 50-50. The Rambam holds Minatari, you're allowed to be Mekel. If you're allowed to be Mekel, Minatari, it's innocent Drabana. So then every suffix is a suffix is a Drabana, is a Vade Drabana. When that falls into a second suffix, now that's a suffix Drabana. Because even when you had the suffix Nevel in front of you, it was only Asim Drabana. Now it falls into a mixture, it's a suffix Drabana. So suffix Drabana is Lakul. According to the Rambam, Baita, this Chumra doesn't make any sense. Who cares if it's noida or loy noida? Under Rabbi, the whole Rambam is best explained when it's loy when it's noida beintayim. You find out you pass the lechumra to the rabbanon, and then it falls into a second taruv as a savin the rabbanon. What's well? Who cares if it's noida or loy noida? Why does that make a difference? So it's torn hesber. It needs an explanation. Shmaitza aleph perak aleph in gimel. He explains this machleik is the Rashba and the Rambam, and he explains what I told you. They argue with Sav Derasim and Torah Lekula, and in Perigimel he says they argue with Svek Sveika what the reasoning for Svek Sveika is. Okay, so I want everyone on board. According to the Rashba, Svek Sveika is Raiv, like a pie graph of Raiv. According to the Rambam, why is Svek Sveika Mutter? One Suffolk is innocent Rabbanon, the second one becomes a Suffolk Rabbanon. The simplest nafkamina, that Yeshua says on Daftes and Ksuvis, if the first suffix is 50-50, and the second suffix, not 50-50, let's say it's 90 le'isser and 10 laheter. If the second suffix is more lechumra than laheter, according to the Rambam, it doesn't work. The first suffix made it is a drabana. The second suffix has to make it into a suffix drabana. But if it's roiv lechumra, it doesn't help. So you need the second suffix should be a suffix hashakul also, which is what Taisa says in Psachim Davtes. Second suffix needs to be a suffix hashakul.
Why?
Because since the first, this is what Pnei Yeshua explains. Taisa doesn't explain. Pnei Yeshua says because the first suffix it turns it into a vadei yisid rabbanan. To make a suffix rabbanan, you would still go basarai. Yeah, you need it to be a suffix. You need 50-50. Taich Safik. Otherwise, you always go Basara if you invite the Rabbanan.
The Rambam's first Safik. But the, and according to the Rashi.
What?
The Rambam's first Safik. Is it Safik?
But yeah, 50-50 Safik. But remember, the Rambam doesn't go with statistics. You're right. According to the Rashba, that you go 50, 75. You don't need 50, 75. You can do 50 and a little bit.
Right.
For example, best example, by a woman who's carrying a child, we say, Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva. And Lagabi going to a Makam Toma. And then, or Lagabi Yibu, right? The man who died, is a sibling that's being carried by his mother. If it's in the cave, it doesn't change Yibum. And so, yeah, the Zachar does. Second Safik, maybe it's a Nafel. Nafel? Nafel is a 5%, 2% chance. It makes a Svek Seiko, like the Rashba. Statistically, it makes a Svek Seiko. According to the Rambam, we don't understand it. According to the Rambam, you should. If Rambam's has been a Svek Seiko, why is that a Svek Seiko? So this is the Machlaikis. The Shmaitza is one more Geshmaka point. There's a machlekes to Rambam and the Ramban. If every drabanon is a deraisa, I hate to phrase it that way. The Rambam shita is that every time you're over on a drabanon, you're over on leisasa me'adav shkilu chayav and ismael. And Ramban says, what are you talking about? Leisasa is a general statement that doesn't make every drabanon a deraisa. The Rambam had no choice l'shitasei. If every drabanon is a deraisa, it's like the Shmaitza, how could Safa Darabana be Lakula? Every Darabana is Safa Daraisa. Right? If you hold every Darabana is really a Daraisa of Lysasur, how could Safa Darabana be Lakula? Must be. Shmaitza says the Rambam was forced to hold. A Safa Daraisa in that Torah is also Lakula. Really, every Safik is Lakula. When Darabana came along and created new Darabanans, they made a difference to the Daraisa that's came down from Moshe Mitzrayim, and a deraisa that got in the back door by being legislated into a leisasa. So they made the chilek. That's what the Rambam holds.
Then your brother does deraisa.
You have a leisasa, right? But still, if you have a suffik yisid rabbanon, it should be a suffik leisasa. A suffik leisasa. No. What? That's the Rambam shita. Yeah. Yeah, God, the Basa Ba'if, you should know there are some Rabbanans that they gave a din deraisa. In the beginning of Basa B'chalav, the Malachis Taz and Shach, we're machmir like the Taz, that Basa'if B'chalav we treat like Safa deraisa. It's just some Rabbanans are so close to deraisas that Chazal made them have the same rules as deraisas.
So, the way that the Rabbanan legislated.
Well, certainly there's no question.
Which ones are Homer?
There's no question in some cases. Any suffix that's not that can't be measured, which is most fake, is 50-50. 50-50 means that shnei tzedadim, and we don't know which way to go. Right? Well, broccoli is 100%, but let's say let's have a cabbage. So we can, I don't know, I think we consider it 50-50. It's a suffix. It's true, by Ravi you could know, but a suffix nimuach is only 50-50. I mean, how can you know? Unless you do lab tests, there's so many variables, that's not possible to know. Most fakis are not lefoneinu that we can measure. Most fakis are suffix into tachtov or not tachtov. I tell you, agav, all the time, when I learn subis, I don't say this till the end. It's going to confuse everybody. When we finish the sugya of Svek Sveika, right, the right subis, the whole Svek Sveika, we spend a lot of time on it. It's dafbeis and daftes, right? So it takes months. And then when we finish and we go back, I tell everybody, I don't understand this whole sugya. I have one question. You have a lady. Safik zinsa tachtov or not tachtov. So I don't understand. Snus happened on a specific day. She was single for 25 years. Or even single for 15 years. She was Mekudeshes for 6 months. So why don't we say it's a suffix which day, when she was Mizana, that's a suffix. 6 months is 180 days. From age 3 to age 15 is 12 years. Times 365 days. Why don't you go by Sarai days? I don't understand. What baby? There's no baby. We're talking about a woman whose husband finds that she's not a besula. So we're saying it's a suffik tachta, suffik not tachta. So why don't we go about the right days that happen on a specific time? There's this much time it could happen, and this much time it could happen. So it is a suffik hashakal. That's why I mentioned again. What are you saying? You could. I don't know. So it seems like armchair sfeikis are called the suffik hashakal. I don't know. Suffik ain't a suffik ratzon. Can I ask you, what do you think mosnus is? Mosnus that people are forcibly or people do it willingly? I suspect that most of them are baratzen. It's a lot easier to do baratzen than to do it bainis. But I don't know, it's called the 50, Tysus calls it a suffik hashakal. These are the two that Tysus calls a suffik hashakal. So vice dice, all the armchair sfeikis that we can't measure. You can measure the veil, you can measure maybe bugs, but otherwise, all the sfeikis that are suffik sudadim is it's
so how does the Rajba fit into this?
The Rajba is calling it a suffik hashakal in Eshnei
Tzedadim. He called it 50-50 automatic. And
there,
because it's really not 50-50. I don't know what it is.
You can't make every Darabana into a Daraisa. I saw sir, because you do something, you have to do it. But it just says you can't make Darabana into a Daraisa.
What is this?
I don't know. How you want to explain it? I don't know. You know, there's the... The Siva says it's a Din Gavra, not a Din Cheftza. I saw, sir, the Nesiva says, is a Din Gavra. You can't disrespect them. But it doesn't make this food into suffik isser. The Nesiva has a Chiddush Atzam. I think it's, was a Reish Lamed Beis, Reish Lamed Gimel. He says, if you eat something that's Asam and Rabbanim, and you didn't know it, you're not over an Aveira B'Shaigeg. Because it's not isser. You're only over if you disrespect the Rabbanim by not listening to them. But if you don't know they said it's Aser, you don't need a kapara. That's what he says. Comes out from him, we always have the kasha, like the sins of Nesivis. If I give you something to eat, it's a drabana, I give it to you to eat, I don't tell you. And you eat it. You're not ever anything. Why am I ever lefneiver? Taisus says, if you give somebody an insa drabana to eat, you're ever lefneiver their eyes. So you gave him a bereitza. What bereitza? If he doesn't know. That's in the Sivis' explanation. However you explain, it's minyan linyan by sinyan, but bottom line, we have two hasberim. Now, before I don't want to let you go without answering the question. The question again is, we're saying a chumra, safek echa begufay, safek echa betaruvis, is not a svek sveika, but it doesn't shtim. Every svar in svek sveika, it doesn't shtim. The Prima Gadim says, the din, safek echa betaruvay, safek echa begufay, is Aser, is itself only a Drabana. When I tell you it's Mutter, and I'm learning now, the Shach Samach Aleph, I believe, says it, even though it's a Prima Gadim, in Dine Svek Sveika, he says it at the end of, in our print, at the end of the page, even in your print, Mark, the last couple of lines. I think that's what he's saying. I would love to go through the whole thing. There's no time. He says in the last few lines, the EF Shalayma Mechaba Maravos Vashmina Philosophic Trefish and the Sabbath of the Shnei Taruvus as a Shedi Aser. He's going on the question of the two Taruvus or three, which is Ches. But anyway, he says, the Hocha Asafik Arishna Begufay Umidai Raisa the Taruvus Abeis Vadai the Hocha Mishrishari. I think he's saying the first sub is begufay. Midairaisa hataruvis habeis vadei dahocha mishushari davishap is svek sveka sufakarishin eina begufay v'eni yasa min atayr. Come on. Here's what he's saying. He's asking Akasha that the sheet of the mechaber is that you always need gibel taruvis. Beis taruvis is not enough. He's asking why over here do they talk as if Echa Begufa, Echa Betaruvus is Mutta, Beis Taruvus is also us like the Mechaber, Yadi Gimel Taruvus. I think he's saying this because here it's really Mutter anyway, Minatayr. This whole re of Safik Echa Begufa, Echa Betaruvus is not a Svek Sveka because it's Ice Kapaskin. That's a Dindarabanan. That was Midarabanan. Once you're Paskin Ice, we can't let. Then you go to Ravi Eskeshaila. He tells us something else, the Chumrah tells him. And then, you're going to go, it'll fall into Taru, second Taru, you say, Sek Seika. It was already passed into Tzatzer. That itself is only an Issa Drabban. So, I'm answering that really something, Echel Seim Gufa, Seim Tzuvah, you can't explain, Pashtus. But, but here it's a din drabbanan. In a tayrus, I go some taruvis is takamuter. It's a din drabbanan that it's aser. The meila, the fact that we will have exceptions, not so schwer. For Tom Cowell, we're going to find exceptions. I didn't get to the Reb Shimon. So next week I'd like to do the Reb Shimon. I think just to give ourselves a break, I'd like to go after next week. Dina Svek Svek is coming up, which again is very complicated. I'd like to take a break from this, one of the easier inyanim, and it's Hashem, we'll come back, just like we did to Kuftes and took a break and came to Kufyud. I think it's just overload after these nine sifim to go into a whole new thing of Dinei Svek Sveika. Next week, I hope to learn with you the lumdis of everything we spoke about in this siman. Svek Sveika, we spoke about today, and actually, in the rules of Kavua, called the Parish, I didn't speak out. How do Rosh Yeshiva explain the Dinim of Kavua? So next week in Yitzhak Hashem we'll have a Shir and Shari Yashir, a Perak Aleph, Shar Aleph Perak Ches, and Harav Shimon and Shimon Rav Chanan explain Sek Sveika and this Nakuda similarly, and generally they explain it differently. So I hope to do that next week, and after that we'll move on to another set of halachas here today. Afreilich Chanukah to everybody.